Let us pray. Father God, thank you so much for gathering us here this morning, Lord. Lord, as your people, we desire to follow your ways. And Lord, we desire to hear from you, Lord. God, speak to us, and we will listen. God, speak the desires of your heart that you have for us. And God, lead us and guide us according to your word, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. This will be my translator today, Ricky.
今天我做翻譯的。
Okay. As I was praying in, months in advance, God, what should I say to your people? And you know, I've been praying and praying, and God inspired me this passage.
我幾個月前去祈禱的時候，我就求問神，今日應該係講咩嘅話題嘅時候咧？ 咁就不斷咁將呢件事交喺神嘅手入邊。
As I was preparing, I was so moved up by the text. Not just in my head, but also like emotionally, so deeply moved.
當我睇呢段經文嘅時候咧，心入邊就感覺到好感動，有好多嘅情緒喺我心入邊去波動嘅。
And as I prayerfully prepared it, I really can sense that God really wanted to speak these words to our church.
我又感受到神係好想我將呢段嘅經文去同弟兄姊妹分享嘅。
Today's passage reveals the heart, the emotions of God.
呢段經文呢其實就彰顯神嘅心嘅。
Today's passage also gives us how a model men and women of God should act.
同時呢段經文呢都係話俾我哋聽一個例子我哋做神入面嘅男女應該係點樣去做嘅。
Today's passage also reveals God's plan and foreshadowing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神喺呢段經文呢都係彰顯到佢將來嘅計劃同埋預言耶穌基督。
So let us read this passage together.
我哋一齊睇呢段經文。
So I have it in Chinese and also in English. So let us read together in the language that we can read. Okay, all right, let's read. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He said, Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah. And offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.
So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him.
On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father, and he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told them. And Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He said, Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son from me. Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. Abraham called the name of the place the Lord will provide. As it is said, to this day, the mount of the Lord, it will be provided.
在耶和华的山上必有预备。
Amen. When we look at this passage, God shows up and he tells Abraham.
当我们看这段经文的时候，我们就见到神出现，是跟亚伯拉罕说话的。
Abraham, go to the land of Moria.
亚伯拉罕，你要去摩利亚这个地方。
Take your son, your only son Isaac, and offer him as a burnt offering.
你要带你的独生子以撒，是献为燔祭。
I would like for us to look at the significance of Mount Moria.
我们想看一下这个摩利亚的山有什么特色的。
Not only is it the place where Abraham supposedly offered his son Isaac,
不单只是亚伯拉罕献他的儿子的地方,
but also it is the same location of Temple of Jerusalem, the temple that King Solomon built.
之后呢，这块地呢，都是会变做所罗门的殿，就在这个山建立的。
The same place where there were sacrifices offered on the altar in the temple.
这个圣殿，神的圣殿里面，就是有很多献祭的。
And also, it is the same location of Calvary, the hill in which Jesus Christ was crucified.
这个地方呢，都叫做各各他山，就是耶稣基督被钉的地方。
And so, God, in order to test Abraham's faith toward end of his life,
为了神要试验亚伯拉罕,
he tells him, Abraham, go and sacrifice your one and only son Isaac and sacrifice him at Mount Moria.
就叫他要献他儿子在这个摩利亚山去献为燔祭。
Imagine if God told you to sacrifice one of your sons and daughters.
你可以想象一下，如果神叫你要献你的儿子或者女儿，
instead of questioning, complaining, doubting,
我们很多时候可能是会投诉、会埋怨、会质问。
We see how Abraham, verse 3, he obeys. So he got up in the early morning.
在第三节那里，我们见到亚伯拉罕是清早起来，是起身的。
And he immediately travels to Mount Moria, which takes about 3 days, about 45-mile journey.
他就去了这个摩利亚山，就是45里左右，是三日的路程。
This was surprising to me, how Abraham was able to just obey.
这个很惊讶的，因为亚伯拉罕就很自然地顺服。
And when we look at Abraham's responses in verses 5, 8, we see, wow, this man is a man of great faith. Let's look at it. In verse 5,
我们一起看第五节和第八节那里，就显出亚伯拉罕那个信心有多伟大的。
So when the two servants, Abraham and his son, reach the foot of Mount Moria, Abraham said to his servant, stay here.
当第五节那里，当他们去到个山脚的时候，亚伯拉罕就对仆人叫他们留下。
Abraham said, I and the boy will go up, we'll make a burnt offering, we'll come back to you.
我和个儿子会上去山那里去献祭，然后就会回来你们那里。
He didn't say, I will come back to you. He said, we will come back to you.
他不是说我会回到你们那里，但是他是说我们会回来。
Wow. And then, when we look at verse 8,
然后我们就可以看第八节。
When his son Isaac and Abraham, when they were going up to the mountain, Isaac asked the father,
他们上山的时候，其实以撒都问他爸爸的。
Father, oh, there's a burnt, there's wood for, placing the fire, and also fire, but where's the offering?
我哋有啲柴同埋有火嘅，但系咧嗰个羊羔好似唔见喎，喺边度咧？
And Abraham said this. Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.
阿伯拉罕嘅回答就系话，神必自己预备作燔祭嘅羊羔。
Abraham didn't say it's you, but Abraham said, God will provide a lamb for the burnt offering.
阿伯拉罕冇讲到话系你嘅儿子，但反而佢就话系神必会预备。
And then we see epitome of Abraham's faith in verse 10 when he acts out his faith。
见到阿伯拉罕个信心嘅高峰咧，其实就系喺第十节嗰度嘅。
Abraham he ties his boy on the altar and he was about to you know raise his knife and kill his son。
佢就绑住佢个仔以撒，然之后咧就举手去就嚟落刀嘅。
We see that in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 19。
我哋如果系睇翻希伯来书第十一章十九节嗰度咧
，That Abraham faith that even if he were to kill his boy, that God would somehow raise his boy from the dead。
嗰度就讲到话阿伯拉罕个信心系到了一个地步，系知道。如果佢真系杀咗佢儿子嘅，神都系有能力去将佢复活嘅。
So this wasn't a moment where he slowly, you know, let down his knife, you know, waiting for God to stop him.
呢一个时刻咧，就唔系话阿伯拉罕就手喐得好慢咁样去插落去，去等候神，但系佢系好自然、好顺手。
It was not like a movie scene, you know, slow motion movie scene. Oh, maybe God will, you know.
唔系一个电影咁样，系好似好慢速咁样去希望有事发生嘅。
Instead, he was actually going to sacrifice his son as God had told him to do.
但系佢系好认真，系有个心意，系要杀佢儿子嘅。
But then again, we see that God shows up as he's about to slay his son.Angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Stop, Abraham."
咁当然我哋就见到耶和华喺当中就插手咯。咁就系派咗一个使者系叫佢阿伯拉罕系要停手嘅。
Do nothing to your son.
就一点都唔可以害佢。
For I know that you fear God, and since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
而家就知道你系敬畏神嘅，就系、是。毫无保留，就系、是、你独生子都留下，都唔会留下不给我嘅。
And then Abraham, as he stopped, he looked.
咁阿伯拉罕停低嘅时候咧，佢就望就见到一啲嘢。
And behind the thicket of the bush, he saw a ram's horn caught by the bush.
佢见到喺个小树后边，就系、是、有只公羊嘅角系扣咗喺度嘅。
And then instead of offering his son, he offered the ram.
然之后就系献咗嗰只公羊为祭嘅。
He experienced once again. God is the one who provides.
佢嗰个时刻咧，就系、是、亲自去经历到神就系预备嗰一位。
I would like for us to pay attention to this word appears in verse 8 and also in verse 14 of today's passage.
我想大家留意一个特别嘅字眼，就系喺第八节同埋第十四节嗰度出现嘅。
In English translation, it says God will provide.
喺英文嘅翻译嗰度咧，就系话神会预备嘅。
But in actually, in Hebrew.Yireh literally means will see, to see.
预备呢个字咧，喺个希伯来原文嗰度咧，其实个好直接嘅意思就系讲话看见。
And for those of you who study Bible diligently, looking at the original language, I want you to look up this word.
如果你哋当中系好想认识希伯来文圣经入边嘅原文咧，就都好希望你哋会查考呢个字嘅。
This word is used many times in the Old Testament, but never, ever in any other passages is translated as will provide.
呢个看见呢个字咧，喺圣经入边出现好多次嘅，但系咧就唯一 係喺呢一段經文咧，就翻譯為預備嘅。
But only in Genesis chapter 22 it is translated as will provide.
只係喺創世記第廿二章嗰度咧，呢個字就翻譯為預備。
So how does the word to see mean to provide?
點樣係將一個看見呢個字係翻譯變咗做預備嘅咧？
God sees everything.
神係看見一切嘅。
God sees the present and also into the future.
神係見到現在，佢都係可以見到未來嘅。
God who sees the needs and God who sees what's going to happen and what is happening right now.
神見到人嘅需要，同埋佢見到而家發生緊嘅事。
God sees the needs.
神見到我哋嘅需要。
And God who sees the needs provides.
神見到我哋需要嘅時候咧，佢係供應嘅。
And so that's how we get the translation will provide.
所以嗰個看見嘅字就自然係呢度係用咗係必會預備嘅。
But before Abraham says this,
阿伯拉罕講呢樣嘢之前咧，
when his son asks, "Father, where is the burnt offering?"
阿以撒問嗰個羊羔喺邊度咧？
And when Abraham said, "God will provide,"
當阿伯拉罕話神必預備嘅時候咧，
this faith of Abraham didn't happen just overnight.
阿伯拉罕呢個信心咧，唔係突然間出現嘅。
For Abraham to say, "God will provide my son," this faith didn't just occur overnight.
阿伯拉罕講呢句神必預備咧，就唔係佢呢一刻突然間覺得係要講出嚟嘅。
Instead, see, we give Abraham too much credit for his faith, I think.
我哋好多阵时就当阿巴罕好大信心，系一刻咁样系好有信心嘅。
Yes, in the Bible, he is known as the father of faith, but we give Abraham too much credit for his faith.
圣经入边咧，我哋系称阿巴罕为信心之父，但系我哋都系要睇清楚啲嘅。
Because as we look at Genesis from chapter 12 to 21, and also this passage.
我哋其实系应该系从创世纪第十二章开始睇到第廿二章呢段经文嘅。
We see how that it is actually God who strengthened his faith and developed his faith.
我哋喺呢啲喺呢段经文入边咧，就见到神系不断咁去建立亚伯拉罕嘅信心嘅。
And as a result of Abraham over and over again experiencing God,
亚伯拉罕咧系不断咁样去经历神嘅。
Providing for him and protecting him.
不断经历到神嘅保守同埋佢嘅供应嘅时候。
Erasing his mistakes.
去遮盖佢之前做错嘅事。
Abraham truly experienced God who sees and he provides.
亚伯拉罕系真系亲自经历到看见佢嘅耶和华。
So this confession of Abraham.Saying God will provide, it was actually confession that came from years long, his lifelong of experience of encountering God.
所以当亚伯拉罕宣告耶和华必预备嘅时候咧，其实系透过好多好多年对于神嘅经历去咁样讲嘅。
We see that in the beginning, in chapter 12 of Genesis, we see that God tells Abraham, "God, Abraham, leave your father's house." Sold and go to a country that I will show you.
如果睇创世纪十二章嗰度咧，神系对亚伯拉罕说，系佢要离开佢嘅本地，佢嘅家庭，离开佢所有嘢，去一个新神预备俾佢嘅地方嘅。
We think that you know in the text it says, so Abraham left his country, his household, and went to the land that God told him to go.
我哋睇嘅时候咧，就好似系见到亚伯拉罕。就离开，就带晒啲嘢走去神叫佢去嘅地方。
Well, scholars said that Abraham was kind of hesitant. It took actually years. after God told him to go, it took years until his father's death. That's when he left.
但圣经研究家咧都系讲到初头其实亚伯拉罕咧系唔系好愿意咁去嘅，佢都系逗留咗几年，等到佢爸爸过世之后先去嘅。
You see, you know, Abraham was not that man of faith as we imagine him to be from the beginning.
亚伯拉罕未必系我哋觉得系好大信心我哋所想象嗰个人咁样嘅。
As he traveled from Earth.To land of Canaan, a long journey, he experienced how God had provided for him and protected him.
当他离开吾尔，系向住呢个迦南地去嘅时候咧，佢就不断经历紧神。
It's not like today where we call up the shipping company and we, you know, ride the airplane, and as soon as we get there, our stuff is there, our car is there, and everything is there.
唔係好似一個搬運公司就咁打個電話搭一場飛機，我哋去到嘅時候全部啲嘢係跟住我哋去嘅。
It was a dangerous journey, and leaving your homeland, your town, was actually, you're exposing yourself to a lot of danger, theft, and also death.
係一個好危險嘅經驗嚟嘅。離開家鄉嘅時候呢可能有好多危險情況發生，可能有人去偷你啲嘢啊可能会遇见死亡添嘅。
And yet, despite all the dangerous road that was ahead of him, he experienced how God provided for him and protected him.
虽然有咁多唔同嘅危险，但亚伯拉罕都系经历到神点样去一直去保护住佢。
God told him, "Go to the land I will show you," and that was the land of Canaan. But there was a severe famine in the land.
神就叫亚伯拉罕去迦南地，就系佢。叫佢去嘅地方，但系佢嗰阵时咧就去唔到嘅，有好大嘅饥荒发生。
Instead of staying in the land, he went down to Egypt.
冇去到迦南地，但系反而咧就去咗埃及。
And in Egypt, he experienced so much hardships.
喺埃及入边咧，都系遇见好多唔同困难嘅。
Because his wife Sarah was so beautiful, and I guess during that time, if you find someone beautiful, a man of power.Is able to kidnap and kill you. kidnap your wife and kill you.
因为佢太太撒拉太靓咧嘅缘故，当时个文化有啲好有权力嘅男人咧，就会想掠咗你个太太嘅，甚至杀埋你添嘅。
Instead of protecting his wife, he actually risked his wife's life.So that he could save his own life by saying, "She is not my wife, but she is my sister."
佢应该保护佢太太嘅，但系反而咧，佢就保护咗自己嘅生命，就话佢唔系我太太，佢反而系我个妹妹嚟嘅。
What kind of man is that?
呢个系一个咩嘅人嚟咧
？He didn't do that once, but he did it twice, actually.
唔单止系咁样做一次，但系佢系呢个故事系其实做咗两次嘅。
Instead of protecting his wife, he used his wife to gain riches.
佢就唔系保护佢太太，但系反而系利用咗佢太太去得利益嘅。
And to save his life.
去救佢自己嘅命。
But in each of these occasions, God showed up in a dream to these kings, king of.Egypt and King Abimelech.
喺呢两个经历入边咧，其实神都系喺个梦中去显出俾呢啲皇帝。
And God tells these kings, "Do not touch Sarah, for she is wife."
然之后，喺呢啲皇帝嘅梦中，神就话就启示就话，呢个系亚伯拉罕嘅太太嚟嘅。
And because God intervened in each of these situations, God.Protected Sarah. And not only that, these kings, as a way of making it up for their mistakes, even though they were innocent, they gave a lot of wealth to Abraham.
当这些王发现发生什么事的时候呢即其实是神是救了撒拉和亚伯拉罕的不单只是救了他们但是都是将这些皇帝是将好多佢哋啲财宝都俾咗亚伯拉罕同撒拉嘅。
So Abraham, in these occasions, he experienced, despite his mistakes, God actually used these situations to bring blessing upon him and his family.
虽然亚伯拉罕是犯了错的，但系透过呢啲事件，神都系将好多嘅祝福俾到佢屋企嘅。
Abraham didn't have much when he went down to Egypt. I mean, he went down because of the famine. But after Egypt, he was rich man.
他初头落到去埃及嘅时候咧，唔系拥有好多嘅，但系因为呢啲事情发生，佢离开埃及嘅时候系好富有嘅。
He knew for certain that it was God who provided for him.
佢就好肯定系神供应俾佢嘅。
And when we hear that his nephew Lot, when he was kidnapped, Abraham, you know, raised up his servant, about 318 of them, and he went and attacked.
当路德遇见困难嘅时候，亚伯拉罕都系特登去差派三百几个人去救佢嘅。
There's no way that a band of servants was able to win against this big army in which Lot was captured in.
其实如果你想想，没可能是仆人打一队军队是可以打赢的。
So it was because of God's help that Abraham was able to gain victory and was able to rescue his nephew Lot.
但其实是因为神的缘故，亚伯拉罕才可以救回路德。
When Abraham was about 89, 90 years old, toward the end of his life, he saw how, wow, I'm an old man.
当亚伯拉罕年纪老的时候，他见到，哇，自己真是老了。
I have all these riches, all these land, all these servants.
我拥有好多的钱，我拥有好多地，拥有好多仆人。
I can't take them with me, but I wish that I can somehow, you know, give these riches as an inheritance to my son.
但其实这些东西又带不走，很希望是可以将这些财产可以留到给他的儿子。
But then again, he found out because he didn't have any children, that all these blessings that God has given him will go to his servant.
但当时，因为他未有一个仔嘅，他就好丧胆，因为只系见到他所有呢啲财产咧。 这些祝福都是只会留给他的仆人。
But God tells him, no, I will give you a child.
但神就告诉亚伯拉罕，不用担心，你会有一个儿子的。
But even after God promised him a son, well, it didn't happen.
既然神应许了亚伯拉罕有个儿子，但是好像都未发生。
So Sarah thought, maybe instead of just waiting, we should do something about this. And so his wife Sarah tells him, here, take my servant. Maybe it is God's will for you to have children through her.
撒拉就给了其中一个仆人给亚伯拉罕，就说， 可能透过仆人，你可以得到一个儿子。
But after his son through Hagar, the servant of Sarah, was born, Ishmael.
当哈甲生了个仔俾亚伯拉罕，就是这个以实玛利。
Both Hagar and Ishmael look Sarah with contempt.
哈甲同以撒玛利就对住撒拉就好似歧视咁样嘅表情。And
God tells Abraham, no, it is not through Ishmael, but it is through the son between you and Sarah, Isaac will inherit.
咁神就同亚伯拉罕讲，其实你所有啲祝福咧，唔系经过以撒玛利嘅，但系就系会经过你自己嘅儿子。
There was a lot of dispute in the house between Hagar, Sarah, Ishmael, and Isaac.
咁喺佢哋家入边咧，撒拉同埋哈甲同埋以撒玛利都系有好多唔同嘅冲突，有好多拗撬嘅。
But God tells Abraham when he said, "I don't know what to do." God tells Abraham, listen to what your wife says.
咁亚伯拉罕唔知点样处理呢啲问题嘅时候咧，咁佢就问神，咁神就话你应该听下你老婆讲嘅嘢。
And so, his wife wanted Hagar and Ishmael to be kicked out of the house.
撒拉就想哈甲同埋以撒玛利就踢出屋嘅。
But Abraham was so attached to his son Ishmael.
但系亚伯拉罕咧就好中意佢呢个仔嘅。
And it was so hard for him to let go.
其实系好难系赶佢走嘅。
But God told him, "Don't worry, I will take care of your son Ishmael and and Hagar. Do not worry."
神就话俾亚伯拉罕听，唔需要担心嘅。佢都会照顾哈甲同埋以撒玛利嘅。
And so with the assurance from God, he was able to let go of Ishmael and Hagar.
当亚伯拉罕得到呢个安慰嘅时候咧，就可以系俾佢哋走嘅。
And so, as you see, when we look at the entire life, the entire faith journey of Abraham,
当我哋见到亚伯拉罕呢个信心嘅路程嘅时候咧。
God provided for him.
神供应俾佢。
God protected him.
神保护佢。
God straightened out his mistakes.
神系将佢犯错系拉翻直嘅。
All the family drama and disputes, God solved it.
嗰啲家庭政治嘅问题都神系帮佢解决咗嘅。
When his family members needed salvation, God delivered them.
当他们需要拯救的时候神 是拯救了他们。
Abraham could not deny that God was able and God saw everything in his lifetime.
亚伯拉罕呢就不能够去否认神的能力，不能够否认神是看见一切。
He experienced in all these circumstances that God saw.Not only in the present moment of his desires, but also God saw what was about to happen in the future.
亚伯拉罕唔单止系见到神系见到呢一刻，佢需要嘅嘢，但系同时可以见到将来会发生嘅事。
And so, knowing what was going to happen, knowing his needs, God provided.
所以见到亚伯拉罕嘅需要嘅时候咧，神就供应嘅。
So Abraham, after experiencing so many of this.His faith just grew. Wow, God truly sees.
当亚伯罕不断经历神嘅时候咧，咁佢心入边就好确定神系看顾嘅。
And so when God tells him to sacrifice his one and only son, precious son Isaac, he was able to have that faith. God sees.
所以当神叫亚伯拉罕要献佢个仔嘅时候咧，佢就有信心，系知道神系睇住佢。
He didn't know how God was going to do it, but somehow, some way that God was going to provide for him.
佢其实唔知道最后尾会发生咩事嘅，但系佢知道神系会带住佢。
So that's how he was able to act out on faith, being able to give up.The most precious thing that he had, and that was his only son Isaac.
因为佢有呢种信心嘅经历嘅，佢先可以毫无保留咁样去将佢个仔去献上。
As we can see, yes, Abraham was a man of faith.
系，我哋可以见到亚伯拉罕系一个好有信心嘅男人。
But it was actually God who gave him that faith and strengthened it.
但系其实系神。俾呢个信心俾佢，系建立呢个信心嘅。
I pray that God would give you this faith as well.
我祈求咧，就系神都同样俾呢种信心俾你。
My wife, several months ago, we had back to school day. Back to school.
几个月前呢我同我太太呢就要预备再开学。
My daughter started first grade in elementary school.
佢女呢而家就开始一年班。
Man, like, you know, I've heard parents complaining about the school supply list before, but when we finally experienced it, is real.
之前咧聽過有好多家長咧都投訴話，好似有好多設備要買嘅，但係我哋今次咧就親自去經歷。
There's like list of like 20, 25 different things and things that I never heard about.
有20-25樣嘢要買嘅，有好多我都未聽過嘅。
And my wife, you know, she spent days, actually weeks, buying all those school supplies. I see a parent laughing.
佢太太咧都花咗幾個禮拜嘅時間去買曬所有呢啲學校需要用嘅嘢。
And not only that, spending days, you know, going to different stores, buying school uniforms.
好幾日去唔同嘅鋪頭係就咁去買校服。
You know, going online, buying backpack and other stuff.
然之後又要買背囊啊，又買水壺啊，買好多嘢嘅。
I think my wife spent more money than I ever spent in a year on my clothes.
我想像我太太嗰個階段咧，花多錢多過我一年買衫嘅。
And my wife spent so much time, you know, gathering all their information, buying all this stuff, so that by the time it was first day of school, my daughter had everything she needed.
同樣佢都係花咗好多時間去研究下要買啲咩嘢，做咗好多預備，所以佢女開學嘅時候乜都有曬。
She didn't have to worry about, oh, I have to buy this, or I have to bring this, or I have to wear this. No, it was already provided for her.
佢女就一啲都唔需要擔心，所有嘢都係預備咗俾佢
嘅。I want to tell you, my daughter doesn't know the extent of all the troubles my wife went through.
我話俾你知，我個女咧其實就唔知道我老婆用咗幾多功夫去預備呢啲嘢嘅。
All she had to do was get up and you know get herself dressed and go to school. That's it.
佢只係要起身，著好個衫，然之後就翻學。
Everything was taken care of.
所有嘢都係為佢預備咗。
As you can see from this example, my wife saw everything that my daughter needed.
你可以見到其實佢太太就已經一切已經預備好俾佢女嘅。
And over time, she prepared everything that my daughter needed to be ready for her first day of school.
用咗好長嘅時間就已經預備曬所有嘢俾佢女嘅。
The very best things.
最好嘅嘢。
The very best things.
最好嗰啲嘢。
Don't you think that God who sees your needs? Don't you think that God who sees into the future?
你觉唔觉得神看顾你嗰个神系见到将来嘅神
？Don't you think?God who knows your needs.
你想想神见到你的需要。
That he won't provide.
他不会预备给你吗
?He will certainly do.
他一定会的。
As we've seen from an example of how God provided a ram as a substitute for sacrifice.
我们可以在这段经文见到那只公羊是代替了这个献祭。
It was a foreshadow of how God, thousands of years later, that he would not spare his one and only son, Jesus.
其实是预言到一千年后神都是将他的儿子去给我们。
Because he knew we as sinful humans needed a savior.
因为神知道我们人类是需要一个拯救。
God provided his one and only son.
神就供应佢独生子。
He did not stop the Roman soldiers from crucifying his son.
佢冇禁止嗰啲罗马兵丁去将耶稣钉上十字架。
He provided salvation for us all.
神系供应拯救。
So if God did not spare what's most precious to him, and that is his son Jesus.
如果神冇留下佢独生子，佢最宝贵嘅。
To meet our needs of salvation，
为咗系将拯救俾到我哋嘅。
Don't you think God will provide the needs that you need at the present moment？
咁你都知道神都系会供应你每日所需要嘅。
So don't worry about what's going to happen to your children。
所以唔好担心你 啲细路仔会发生咩事。
Don't worry about all the suffering and pain that you experience.
唔使担心你而家遇见紧嗰啲困难或者痛苦。
Don't worry about all these careers and all these desires of your heart.
你唔使担心你而家可能事业上面对紧嘅困难。
God sees your needs.
神见到你嘅需要。
God knows.
神知道嘅。
And he will provide.
佢必会供应嘅。
Let me just say this to young couples real quick.
讲少少俾好多啲年青嘅夫妇。
God who knows your needs, God provided a spouse for you.
神见到你嘅需要，佢特登拣一个好好嘅配偶俾你。
It is God who has given you your spouse, so treasure them.
神系亲自俾个配偶俾你嘅，所以你要珍惜。
It is God who provided.
系神供应俾你嘅。
Likewise, God will provide your needs. Just have faith. God sees, God knows, and God will provide.
同样，我哋都知道神必会预备，佢会看顾，佢会供应。
Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your message today. Lord, I pray that you will increase our faith, just as you have increased faith of Abraham as you continually encountered him. Lord, may we experience your provision. May we experience how you see everything, our situation, our emotions, everything that we need, and be able to have that faith, like Abraham, that somehow, some way, you will provide. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.